Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The former Atlanta police officer who fatally shot Rayshard Brooks will be granted bond. Garrett Rolfe faces charges including felony murder. Florida added another 6,000 new cases of coronavirus today. The last 7 days have been the 7 days with the most new coronavirus cases in Florida. A University of Florida epidemiologist warns that things are likely to get worse before they get better. Dr. Cindy Prinz says Florida is likely to see an increase in cases in the short term, even though some cities are now mandating masks and social distancing measures. She says Florida is unfortunately a couple of weeks late to the game of being really able to get this under control. Dr. Anthony Fauci said coronavirus cases nationally could grow to 100,000 a day in the U.S. if Americans don't start following public health recommendations. Asked to forecast the outcome of recent surges in some states, Fauci said he can't make an accurate prediction but believes it will be very disturbing. The past 2 weekends, Black Lives Matter protesters have been injured in Tampa when they were struck by cars. The drivers have not been charged, but one of the injured protesters was arrested. Now, indigenous rights activists have filed a civil rights complaint against the Tampa Police Department. WMNF's Josh Holton spoke with Sheridan Murphy with Florida Indigenous Rights and Environmental Equality.
What we're doing is the Florida Indigenous Rights and Environmental Equality is looking to avail ourselves of any action that will ensure the safety of demonstrators and the public, because the Tampa Police Department has created an environment where it is going to be inevitable that someone is going to be seriously injured or killed at these protests by their not taking action. So we have filed a civil rights complaint against the Tampa Police Department for arresting Stuart Flores. We're alleging violations of the American Indian Religious Freedom Act, the 1871 Civil Rights Act, which says you cannot unlawfully arrest somebody, and also his Fourth Amendment rights, since they conducted no investigation and had no probable cause to detain or arrest Stuart Flores. Additionally, we have requested that the United States Justice Department Community Relations Service intervene in the city of Tampa with the police department, because we don't believe the police department is acting in the interest of public safety. We don't believe the police department is going to ensure the safety of protesters or even the general public. And that one of these demonstrations, as I said, is going to inevitably lead to serious bodily injury, worse than Jay's, or death. We're lucky that Stuart was able to hang onto that car, or we'd be talking about his serious bodily injury or death. So we are asking the Justice Department Community Relations Service to intervene and to take action, either through the United States Marshal Service or through their interaction with TPD, to ensure the protection of people's peacefully exercising their First Amendment rights and the general public.
That's Sheridan Murphy with Florida Indigenous Rights and Environmental Equality. They're holding a press conference at 5:30 this afternoon at Likes Gaslight Park in downtown Tampa. You can see video of the vehicle collision with Indigenous activist Stuart Flores at WMNF.org. Flores was arrested and charged with a felony for allegedly damaging the car that hit him and 3 misdemeanors. Democrats in the U.S. House have unveiled a climate plan with the goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. It's less ambitious than the sweeping Green New Deal that a group of progressive Democrats outlined last year. Tampa Democratic Congressmember Kathy Castor is chair of the House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis and helped announce the Solving the Climate Crisis plan today.
People across the world are eager for America to return to its leadership role in the world, and our plan will help get us there. So to the young people who have inspired us to act fearlessly, we have heard you. This is your moment to press policymakers to enact our solutions to solve the climate crisis now.
That's Congressmember Kathy Castor, a Democrat from Tampa, unveiling the House's Solving the Climate Crisis plan. In a press release from Friends of the Earth, some Florida progressive groups say the Climate Action Plan does not go far enough. Michelle Allen, Florida State Director of Food and Water Action, said Representative Kathy Castor must call for a rapid transition to 100% renewable energy by 2030 and an end to fossil fuels. House Democrats returning from a briefing at the White House say they still have many questions about explosive allegations that Russia offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. And they questioned why President Trump won't condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin over the issue. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and a small group of other House Democrats met with White House officials as Trump downplayed the allegations and the White House said he had not been briefed on the matter. Here's the weather tonight: partly cloudy and breezy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Afternoon highs will be in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.